From myths to models to madness. Annoying AI talking about interesting things.
Let's get started.
Okay, so you've been hitting a wall with AI lately, huh?
Yeah.
Especially with prompting. You're not alone. A lot of people are frustrated. It's like everyone heard all this hype, but then AI just doesn't deliver the results they're hoping for.
You know, it's really fascinating. I think a lot of the struggle boils down to misconceptions about what AI actually is. You know, we hear these headlines about the latest AI breakthroughs, but nobody's really explaining the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, and that leads to all these unrealistic expectations, and then boom, disappointment.
Exactly.
Like you think you could just become a master chef just from watching cooking shows. But you got to understand the ingredients and the techniques, like the whole process.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. It's like we need to ditch this whole AI is magic thinking. We need to get grounded in the reality of what these tools can and can't do. Think of it more like building a house, you know. You need a solid foundation before you can start adding all the fancy finishes.
So, okay, let's talk foundation. Where do we even begin to clear up all these AI misconceptions?
Well, a big one is thinking that AI is just one thing. Like it's one technology you download and boom, you're instantly a genius.
Yeah, like it's some kind of universal app.
Right.
But this article, AI, changing expectations from magic to mastery, they make a great point.
Yeah.
AI is more like the field of medicine. It's not a single magic pill.
Precisely.
So medicine, it has all these different specialties, each with its own focus and expertise.
Yeah, cardiology, neurology, oncology, all these different things.
Exactly.
AI is the same way. It's this vast field with all these different disciplines like machine learning and natural language processing, computer vision, and each one has its own strengths and weaknesses.
And, you know, applications.
In very specific applications, yes.
So just like you wouldn't expect a cardiologist to perform brain surgery.
You shouldn't expect one AI tool to do it all. It's really important to understand the specific capabilities and limitations of each tool before you even start thinking about prompting.
Okay, so that brings us to another big misconception that ChatGPT is AI.
Right.
Like it represents the entire field.
ChatGPT is definitely having a moment, and for a lot of people, that's their first encounter with AI. But let's be clear, it's just one tool among many. Think of it as like a highly specialized instrument in a much larger orchestra.
I love that analogy. So we need to kind of broaden our perspective here and see ChatGPT as part of this bigger AI landscape. What are some other examples that kind of illustrate this diversity that we see within AI?
Well, this article highlighted some really interesting applications in different sectors. Like, for example, in the creative world, there are AI-powered art generators like Midjourney, and they create original images based on text descriptions. And then there's Amper Music, which helps musicians to compose and produce original music tracks.
Okay, so we've got AI generating art and music. What about in more practical fields like, you know, business or science?
Well, in healthcare, we're seeing AI being used to analyze medical images, potentially detecting diseases at earlier stages. And in finance, AI algorithms can analyze market trends and can help investors make smarter decisions.
Wow, so it really is incredible how AI is being integrated into so many different parts of our lives. But we're still stuck in that ChatGPT is everything mindset. We're missing out on a whole universe of possibilities.
Exactly. And that limited thinking can also lead us astray when it comes to prompting. There's this misconception that if you just find the right magic words, the AI will spit out pure gold, no matter what tool you're using.
Right. Like prompting is this mystical incantation. But this article, it really debunks that myth. It says that prompting, it's more of an art than a shortcut.
Yeah, I think the term prompt engineering is actually very fitting. Because it highlights the level of precision and planning that's involved. It's not about finding some universal magic formula. It's about understanding the AI tool that you're working with and learning how to guide it toward that outcome you want.
So it's almost like learning to speak a whole new language.
Yeah.
Like each AI tool has its own vocabulary and syntax.
Exactly. It takes practice, finesse, a deep understanding of the tool's capabilities and limitations.
And this is where that narrow focus on just prompting it can really trip us up. If we're only fixated on finding that perfect prompt, we're kind of missing the bigger picture, understanding the entire AI workflow.
Absolutely. It's like thinking you can write a novel by just focusing on, you know, crafting these beautiful sentences. You need to understand the plot structure, the character development, pacing, the whole craft of storytelling.
So how do we shift from that narrow prompt-centric view to a broader understanding of AI as a suite of tools that all work together?
Well, it starts with recognizing that AI in a professional setting, it's not about these one-off tasks. It's about integrating AI tools into your existing workflows. You're enhancing the overall process.
Well, instead of thinking, how can I use ChatGPT to do this one specific thing? We should be asking, how can AI tools help me streamline this entire process from start to finish?
Think of it like building a house. We've been talking about this. You wouldn't just focus on one aspect like the plumbing or the electrical wiring. You need to consider how all the different systems work together to create a functional, efficient structure.
That's a really helpful way to think about it. So instead of getting hung up on finding the perfect prompts for this one specific task, we need to zoom out, see the bigger picture. How can AI enhance our entire workflow? This feels like a major mindset shift, and I have a feeling this is where we need to pick things up in part two.
You know, you're absolutely right. It is a total mindset shift. It's like moving from playing individual notes on a piano to composing a whole symphony. We've got to start thinking about how all these different AI instruments can work together.
Okay, I'm loving this symphony metaphor, but let's break it down a little bit. How do we actually start building those AI workflows in a practical way? I mean, it still feels kind of daunting.
It is a journey, for sure, but the great thing is you don't have to figure it all out at once, you know? It's more about developing that AI fluency that we were talking about earlier.
Right, and this article highlighted some really practical steps we can take to get there. And first up is stay informed.
Absolutely. In the world of AI, things change so rapidly. New tools, new techniques, new possibilities are constantly emerging. So just carving out some time to stay updated is key.
You know, I've been totally guilty of getting stuck in my AI comfort zone, relying on the same few tools and techniques. But this is a good reminder that I need to break out of that and see what else is out there.
And you'd be surprised how many resources are available. There are industry blogs, podcasts like this one, online communities, newsletters, you name it. Even just setting aside a little time each week to browse those resources can make a huge difference.
It's like anything else. The more you expose yourself to different ideas and approaches, the more fluent you become.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to venture beyond your immediate field. Sometimes the most innovative AI applications come from seeing how other people are using AI in different contexts, and then you can get ideas for your own work.
Okay, so stay informed. Got it.
Yeah.
What's next on the path to AI fluency?
Experiment. Don't just read about these AI tools. Try them out. Most AI software offers free trials or limited versions, so you can get a feel for how they work without having to make a big investment.
Oh, that's a great point. It's like test driving a car. Before you buy it, you wouldn't just read the brochure. You'd want to get behind the wheel and see how it handles.
Exactly. And just like learning any new skill, there are going to be some bumps along the way. You might hit some dead ends, get frustrated with the results, but that's all part of the process. Embrace those learning moments and figure out, you know, what works, what doesn't, and why.
And that's where I guess the third step comes in. Collaborate.
You gotta. Don't try to navigate the AI landscape all alone. You know, connect with others who are also exploring AI, whether it's through online communities or workshops or even just chatting with colleagues who are experimenting with these tools.
Yeah, I found that some of my biggest breakthroughs with AI have come from just talking with other people. It's amazing what you can learn when you share experiences, ask questions, learn from each other's, you know, successes and failures.
It's like having a team of navigators helping you chart a course through uncharted territory. Everyone brings their own unique perspective and insights to the table.
Okay, so we've got staying informed, experimenting, and collaborating. Those all feel very actionable. What about that fourth step that the article mentioned, educate?
This one is all about deepening your understanding of the underlying principles of AI. It's not just about knowing how to use certain tools. It's about having a more comprehensive grasp of the concepts and theories that are behind those tools.
So this could involve things like taking online courses, attending workshops, or even pursuing a formal degree in an AI-related field.
Exactly. And it's not about becoming a data scientist overnight. It's about gradually, you know, expanding your knowledge base so you can make more informed decisions about how to integrate AI into your work.
So it goes back to that idea of lifelong learning, right? The AI landscape is constantly changing, so we need to be constantly evolving our understanding as well.
And I think there's something really empowering about that it's not about mastering AI and then being done. It's about embracing this journey of continuous learning and discovery.
So it's like AI is inviting us all to become lifelong students, which is pretty cool when you think about it. Okay, so we've talked about building our own AI fluency. What about on an organizational level, how can companies create a culture where AI is embraced and utilized effectively?
That's a great question. And it really speaks to the need for this broader shift in mindset. It's not just about individuals learning new skills. It's about organizations creating an environment where those skills can flourish.
So it's not enough to just provide employees with access to AI tools. Companies need to actively foster a culture of, you know, AI adoption and innovation.
Exactly. And this can involve things like, you know, providing training and development opportunities, creating dedicated spaces for AI experimentation, and encouraging collaboration and knowledge sharing across different teams.
Yeah. So it's like creating a fertile ground where AI can really take root and grow within the organization. But there's also the ethical side of things to consider, right? We need to make sure that AI is being used responsibly and ethically.
Absolutely. And this is where leadership plays a really crucial role. It's about setting clear ethical guidelines for AI development and deployment, ensuring transparency in how AI is being used, and being mindful of potential biases that can creep into these AI systems.
So it's not just about the technical aspects of AI. It's about making sure that AI aligns with the company's values and doesn't cause harm.
Exactly. And this requires ongoing dialogue and collaboration between technical experts, ethicists, and stakeholders across the organization.
It's a complex landscape to navigate, but it sounds like the key is to approach it with intentionality, a commitment to learning, and a willingness to adapt and evolve as AI continues to, you know, change the world around us.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And speaking of navigating this complex landscape, the World Economic Forum and UNESCO have actually identified 5 key skills that are essential for thriving in this age of AI.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What are these 5 key skills, and how do they fit into this whole AI fluency equation?
Well, these skills go beyond just technical proficiency. They really speak to the broader human qualities that will be even more important as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. And I think that's a perfect place to pick up in part 3 of our deep dive.
We're back for the final part of our AI deep dive. We talked about ditching the AI as magic mindset. We talked about embracing AI fluency and building these AI workflows. Now, I'm really curious to hear about these 5 key skills, the ones that the World Economic Forum and UNESCO, they said, are so essential for thriving in this AI-powered world.
Yeah, you know what's so interesting about these skills? They really go beyond just like the tech stuff. You know, they highlight those human elements that become even more important as AI gets more advanced. And the first one is analytical and critical thinking.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. With AI generating so much information, we need to be able to sort through all of it right, figure out what's reliable, and then make good judgments.
Exactly. It's all about evaluating that information spotting patterns, you know, forming conclusions that make sense. And that critical thinking, it goes hand in hand with the second skill, digital literacy and technology proficiency.
It's being comfortable in the digital world.
Yeah.
Understanding how these technologies work and being able to adapt to new tools and new platforms as they come up.
Right. And that includes prompt engineering, like we talked about earlier. It's becoming so vital as we interact more and more with all these AI systems. The third skill is one we've been kind of hitting on throughout this whole deep dive, adaptability and lifelong learning.
It feels like AI is constantly evolving, so it seems like we need to be constantly evolving our skills and knowledge right alongside it.
Exactly. The ability to adapt to all these changes, you know, embrace those new challenges, continuously learn and grow, that's going to be essential in this rapidly changing landscape. And that brings us to the fourth skill, creativity and innovation.
This one might seem a little bit counterintuitive. I mean, if AI is getting so good at creating things, why do we need to focus even more on creativity?
Well, because at its core, AI is still a tool. You know, it's great at following instructions, finding patterns, and generating these outputs based on the data that's already out there. But it's not so good at coming up with truly original ideas. It can't really connect those disparate concepts or really think outside the box.
So AI can augment our creativity, you know, it can give us new tools and new possibilities, but
yeah,
it's still on us to bring that spark of imagination and that unique perspective.
Precisely. It's that human element that brings meaning and purpose to creativity. And that leads us to the fifth and maybe the most crucial skill, emotional and social intelligence paired with ethical discernment.
This is where it gets really interesting. So we're talking about things like empathy and compassion, ethical awareness, and being able to connect with other people on a deeper level.
And these qualities are going to be more important than ever in this world powered by AI. As AI continues to get more sophisticated, it's so crucial for us to really understand those ethical implications and to use it in ways that benefit society and align with our values.
So AI fluency isn't just about understanding all the technical parts. It's about a new way of thinking and being in the world. One where we can use the power of AI, but also, you know, nurture those uniquely human qualities.
I love that. It's like this really beautiful synergy between human ingenuity and technological advancement.
This deep dive has really shifted my perspective on AI. I'm walking away feeling so much more informed and honestly more empowered. And I'm excited about all the possibilities.
Well, that's so great to hear. And remember, this is really just the start of the conversation. You know, as AI keeps evolving, we need to keep learning and keep adapting and keep having these really important conversations about how we shape the future that we want to create.
So well said. As you continue on your AI journey, here's a final thought to ponder. If AI is really great at automating all the mundane stuff, what human skills should we be developing? What makes us uniquely valuable in a world where machines can do so much? Keep exploring that question. Keep pushing those boundaries of what's possible with AI. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Don't ask what AI can do for you. Ask what you can do with AI.
Let's go.
Empower yourself at virtualstorylab.com.